Chronological Story of Developments in the Mary Fagan Murder Mystery. Atlanta Journal, July 27, 1913, April 27. The dead body of Mary Fagan is found in basement of National Pencil Factory at 3 a.m. by Newt Lee, the Negro night watchman. Police hold Lee, who later in the day reenacts discovery of the remains before city detectives. April 27. Leo M. Frank, superintendent of the pencil factory, called from bed to view Mary Fagan's body at April 27. Arthur Mullinax arrested on information given the police by E.L. Sintel, who declared he saw the murdered girl in the former's company at 12:20 o'clock on the morning of the murder. April 28. Coroner Dunhu impanels in metal room on second floor and blood splotched on the floor led police to believe the girl was killed there. April 28. Coroner Dunhu impanels jury for inquest it meets, views body and scene of crime and adjourns. April 28. The largest crowd that ever viewed a body in Atlanta sees Mary Fagan's remains at the Undertaking Chapel. April 28. J.M. Gant, former bookkeeper at the factory arrested at Marietta. April 28. Pinkertons hired by pencil factory to find Slayer. April 29. Frank taken from factory to police station. Chief Lanford announces he will be held until after the inquest. April 29. Experts declare Newt Lee wrote notes found by dead girl's side. April 29. Luther Z. Rosser announces he has been retained by Frank and is present when his client is questioned in Chief Lanford's office. April 29. Discovery of what is apparently a bloodstain near elevator leads police to believe girl's body was dragged to the conveyance shaft and dropped to the basement. April 29. J.M. Gant asks release from police station on habeas corpus. April 29. State offers reward of $200 for apprehension of murderer. City later adds $1,000. April 29. Miss Pearl Robinson tells detectives it was she that Sintel saw with Mullinax on night of murder. April 30. Frank and Lee closeted together in office of Chief of Detectives Lanford for an hour. April 30, coroner's jury reconvenes. Lee tells his story. Many witnesses called. May 1, detectives conclude Mary Fagan never left factory after she entered to receive her pay early in the afternoon of the day of the murder. Jim Conley's arrest. May 1. James Conley, Negro sweeper. Arrested while washing shirt in factory. Considered unimportant at time. May 1. Satisfied with alibis, police liberate Gant and Mullinax. May 1, Frank and Lee taken to county jail to be held until outcome of coroner's jury probe. May 2. Solicitor General Dorsey enters actively into case. May 4, police search for girl said to have gone to pencil factory with Mary Fagan on day of murder. May 5. Frank tells story of his actions on the day of the crime. On the stand for 3.5 hours, he tells a straightforward tale. May 6. Paul Bowen arrested in Houston, Texas. May 7. Bowen released upon proving alibi. May 7, Frand and Lee ordered held for grand jury by coroner's jury. May 12, Mrs. Frank visits her husband for first time since his incarceration. May 16, fund to bring William J. Burns, famous detective, to Atlanta is opened. May 17, Colonel Thomas B. Felder announces that Burns' detective is at work on the mystery. May 18, Burns' sleuth turns out to be C.W. Toby. He says city detectives are on right trail. May 21, P.A. Flack, New York fingerprint expert, makes investigation. Result unknown. May 24. Conley unexpectedly makes startling confession, in which he says he wrote notes found near body at instigation of Frank. May 24. Frank indicted by grand jury for murder. Lee held as material witness. May 25. Detectives attempt to gain further confession from Conley. May 26. C.W. Toby withdraws from case and Burns officials announce their investigation terminated. May 27. Conley makes another sensational affidavit in which he says he helped Frank carry Mary Fagan's body to basement. Conley reenacts tragedy. May 30. Conley taken to pencil factory and reenacts in pantomime carrying of body to basement. Taken to tower. May 31. Conley taken from county jail to Solicitor Dorsey's office for grilling. June 2. Defense theory, embodying, among other features, the belief that the girl was slain on the first floor, becomes known. June 3. Manola McKnight makes Sencook, employed by Mr. and Mrs. Emile Selig, Mrs. Frank's parents, taken into custody. June 3. Manola McKnight makes sensational affidavit in which she says she overheard Mrs. Frank tell of strange conduct on Frank's part on the night of the murder. June 4. Mrs. Frank, in first public statement, declares her husband is innocent. June 5. Further grilling by detectives fails to change Conley's story. June 7th, Mrs. Frank scores Solicitor Dorsey, declaring that the room in which Manola McKnight made her incriminating affidavit was a torture chamber. June 8th, Attorney Rosser accuses Chief Lanford of insincerity in search for Slayer. June 13th, Solicitor Dorsey wins fight to hold Conley at police station instead of county jail by securing revocal of order designating him as a material witness. Conley released and rearrested at door of city prison. June 14th. Solicitor Dorsey goes to New York, declares trip has no connection with Fagan case. June 15th. Announcement that Frank A. Hooper will be associated with Solicitor Dorsey in the prosecution. June 18th. Announcement made that Reuben R. Arnold, attorney, will aid in Frank's defense. June 23rd. Solicitor Dorsey sets trial for June 30th. June 24th. Date of trial changed to July 28th at conference between Superior Court Judge Roan and defense and prosecution attorneys. July 9th. Public is told of a portion of Mary Fagan's pay envelope being found at bottom of flight of stairs leading from office by Pinkerton detectives soon after the murder. July 10th. L.J. Fletcher, Bertillon expert at Federal Penitentiary, fails to find fingerprints on pay envelope. July 11th. Mincy's affidavit, in which he says Conley, while intoxicated, confessed to killing the girl, made public. July 12th. It is announced that others will corroborate Mincy's story. Pinkerton's change theory. July 18th. It is intimated that the Pinkertons have changed their theory and believe that Frank is innocent. July 18th. Call issued for grand jury to meet and consider indictment of Conley as principal. July 21st. Grand jury, after hearing statement of Solicitor Dorsey, agrees to suspend action in Conley matter. July 22nd. The discovery of a bloody stick near where Conley sat on day of murder is announced. This leads to belief that Mary Fagan may have been killed with bludgeon. July 24th. Solicitor Dorsey announces he is ready to go to trial on July 26th and will fight vigorously any attempt at postponement. July 24th. Judge Roan of Superior Court says he knows of no reason for delay. July 25th. Defense issues subpoenas for witnesses who will testify in Frank's behalf.